This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
He has made a way in the wilderness. A seven-lane road on the ocean. In your finances. In your ministry. Get ready to do big things. Big things. Oh, I see grace coming on people. For huge things. Huge things. Huge things. Protocol, keep your eyes open. Huge things. Huge things. Huge things. God-sized visions. Did you hear what I said? God-sized visions. Oh, Lano, sorry, you Owo de Jericho, Agbara Olorupo, Agbara Olorupo, Ola lo so. Lady in blue, look at me. God-sized visions. Touch! Talamanda Rabaha, help her. God-sized visions. Delemandoropotaya, Agbara Olorupo, Agbara Olorupo, Ola lo so. I will do the impossible. Come on, say. Agbara Olorupo, Agbara Olorupo, Ola no so. Come on, dance. Agbara Olorupo, Agbara Olorupo, Ola no so. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a praise right now. Woo! Away in the wilderness. Rivers in the desert. Water from the rock. Hey! Wonder working God. Thank you, Jesus. Say, that's my daddy. Say, that's my life. Ay, 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 ay. Ha, 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 ha. Amakopondia Kataya. There are a few people, the power of God is about to come on in this place now. Help him, help him. Protocol, just help me. The moment I start ministering, in seven counts, seven. Thank you, Jesus. Angels are walking in your midst now. Six, five, four. I stretch my hands to you. Touch Katalamande Rebokosh Tekena Matakapaya Rekapata Kapatongris Enendo Sata Lendon Supataya Ola no Sori Owo de Jericho Agbara Olorupo Agbara Olorupo Ola no Sori Owo de Jericho Agbara Olorupo. Agbara. Thank you, Lord. Agbara Olorupo. Hallelujah. Give him praise right now. Give him praise. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord sees your expectation. Pastor Bright, and you will take something huge to Canada. Something apostolic. Did you hear what I said? The walk would step to another level. I see your people shouting online. I see a vision. I see them shouting. Hallelujah. Oh, Lano, sorry. See, listen to me, resident pastors. All your budgets have been sponsored. Sponsored supernaturally. Watch it. Watch it. I'm telling you. We are not alone. Hola, no sorry. Hallelujah. Sit down for a bit. Let's teach for a while. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I hope I can teach tonight. Oh God. The theme of this camp meeting is Soli Deo Gloria, which means to the glory of God alone. And to understand the origin of that phrase, you have to understand a bit of church history. A man named Martin Luther was reading his Bible one day and came across a revolutionary verse. It says, "The just shall live by faith." And that day he finally understood that salvation doesn't come by good deeds, as important as good deeds are. Doesn't come by religious rituals, religious calisthenics. Doesn't come by the sacraments. Doesn't come by any of those things. Comes by faith. And that was revolutionary for someone who was obsessed with his own sinfulness, constantly obsessed, and will weary the priests of those days with incessant confessions, every time confessing, every time. So he just realized, oh, the just shall live by faith. And it changed his life. And in this camp meeting, every night since we started, what you might not realize is that we've been drawing lessons from that encounter. Because that encounter was what birthed what we now know as the Protestant Reformation. And so, night one, we talked about assurance of salvation. That a man like Martin Luther, who though he loved the Lord, you know, was just constantly scared, came to realize that the just shall live by faith. And having studied the word of God properly, he discovered that justification before God is by grace alone, on the basis of Christ alone, through faith alone, as taught finally and decisively in the scriptures alone, for the ultimate glory of God alone. And I told you that these phrases were said in Latin, sola gratia, by grace alone, sola Christo, through Christ alone, sola fide, through the means of faith alone, sola scriptura, as taught in the scripture alone, soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone. You know, so essentially, it was a teaching on soteriology. How is a man saved? And we dwelt on that. But now, an important question must be asked and answered, which is this. Why was Martin Luther so successful? Do you know what it means for one man to stand against so great an institution and make a headway? What happened? He couldn't have been the first person to discover, you know, some of the inconsistencies. And by the way, this is not even a shade to the Catholic Church. There is no denomination in the world now that is perfect, including charismatic denomination. None. Come on, are you with me? You know, but why was he so powerful? What happened? His movement came at a very special time. Say Kairos. So, by providence, Martin Luther's revolution started at the advent of the printing press. That notes no longer needed to be written by hand. You could just print them out. So his teachings went viral. It was just like, you know, in a smaller dimension, the social media age. His teaching went viral and became a revolution. And that was providence. And that's why I taught you on the second night on discerning spiritual seasons. And that is not enough to have a good idea or a God idea. It is not necessarily good ideas that go viral. It is good ideas at a good time. Because in Ecclesiastes 9, the man of God made an observation. He says, I've noticed under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor battle to the strong, nor bread to men of skill. He says, time and opportunity happens to them all. So you must be open to the orchestration of the Spirit, giving you opportunity for the agenda of God. It is as important as your idea, as important as your calling, to ask where, Lord, how, Lord, supernatural precision, for you to understand that the call of God on your life is time sensitive. And I told you that there is a hypothetical pool of Bethesda in your calling, such that it is only when there is a stir that there will be a miracle. Learn to go with the flow. There is something called the supply of the Spirit. It makes it easier. All the Christian devotion that you might practice become even more powerful when there is a flow. Prayer becomes more powerful when you pray in consistency with God's plan for your life at a particular time. Zechariah chapter 10, ask for rain in the year of the latter rain, in the season of the latter rain. So God has already chosen, this is the Kairos time, so ask. When you're in your Kairos moment, it's easy. It just happens, boom. That's the realm of divine speed. That's the realm of divine possibility. So, from that Reformation story, we learn about the assurance of salvation. We learn about the opportune time of the Spirit. And then another thing he really advocated for was what he called priesthood for all believers. He had the audacity to say that the priesthood of the Catholic Church was a human invention, and that the believer does not need an intermediary between himself and God. Bold thing to say. Thank you. When I love me too much, just allow me. Still there, right? Okay. Am I good now? Permission to continue? All right. So he had the audacity to say that man does not need an intermediary between him and God. And that the priesthood of the Catholic Church was a human invention by God's idea and by God's own design. We are all priests. And he was right. Turn your Bibles, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Oh God. Read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, loud as you can. 1, 2, go. Hallelujah. There is someone here. Your hearing began to deteriorate recently. The Lord is restoring you 100%. Did you hear what I said? So right now where you are, I rebuke that spirit that has plagued you. And I command your restoration now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Young lady, I command your ears to be opened. Begin to hear. In seven counts. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Your ears are opened. Did you hear what I said? Opened. So, I want to hear your testimony when I'm done. Hallelujah. So, are you in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9? Read together loud as you can. One, two, go. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should what? Show forth the praises of him who what? Ladies and gentlemen, Sinach in the building. Please welcome this legend for me. Do you love her at all? Show it some more. We love you, woman of God. You're welcome. All right, be seated, everybody. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh God, what a revelation. What a privilege. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You are peculiar. You know what makes you peculiar? Not your bank account, not the car you drive, but the privilege to show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Do you realize how wonderful that is? That God called you out of darkness into his light. The same God that we read about in the Old Testament, that dwells in unapproachable light, that even the seraphim dare not look. They have 6 wings, 2 for flying, and the rest for covering themselves, because they dare not look at the glory of God. He's so sacred. He's so holy, they dare not look. Such that Isaiah found himself in that throne room in a vision. And he said, I'm undone. I'm in trouble. Woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell amidst people of unclean lips. You know, the presence of God, as beautiful as it is so fearful. It's like the sun. As beneficial as the sun is, you dare not go close. It destroys everything close. That's the definition of holiness. Separate from what is common. The glory of God is not common. He dwells in unapproachable light. And so I told you that the first marvelous thing that God did was the incarnation. Remember? That the God who had never been seen before took on human flesh. And the Bible says, no man had seen God at any time. But the only begotten of the Father has done what? Declared him. Paul exclaimed in 1 Timothy 3:16, he says, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Seen of angels. So even the incarnation was the angel's opportunity to see God for the first time. Even the angels were glad. Oh, wow. Like, is this really happening? This is God. Seen of angels. The incarnation was so special, but that was just a means to an end. People had never seen anything like it before. Jesus talked different. When Jesus said, I and the Father are one, the Jews called it blasphemy. What do you mean? They picked up stones trying to kill him. They understood the meaning of what he was saying. You and the Father are one. No man ever talked like that. As if that was not enough. You know, it's easy to conceive and say, oh yeah, he could talk like that. I mean, it's the incarnation. But then he says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am. Listen, even if you don't understand what the text meant, he said, so that where I am, not so that where I'm going. So he wasn't talking about a location. He was talking about a position. Are you getting what I'm saying? He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, he was talking about sonship. Not a location, not a geographical location. It doesn't even make sense. You see, one of the simple laws of hermeneutics, how to know when a statement is figurative, is if the literal meaning does not make sense. How can you have mansions in a house? In my father's house, there are many mansions. It doesn't make sense. And one of the simple laws of Bible interpretation is, if the simple, obvious meaning does not make sense, something figurative is intended. In my father's money, there are many. In my father's oikia, there are many money, many dwelling places. He was talking about family. And so this is the story of the ecclesia, the church of Jesus Christ. He says, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of the grave shall not prevail against it. You know, if you don't understand that statement, you won't really appreciate it. He said, the gates of Hades, the gates of the grave will not prevail against the church. Why did he say that? It was only Jesus who was going to die. So he could have said, the gates of the grave will not prevail against me. But he didn't say that. He said, the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church. Why did he say that? Because though he died as an individual, he rose up as a family. He said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies, it abides alone. He says, but if it dies, it does what? Much fruit. So he died as an individual, he rose up a family. So he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Now he has brought us to glory. Listen, that is what priesthood is. The fact that you have the privilege to reveal God to your world. Let me tell you this. When God made man, the Bible says he made him in his image. And he said, let him have dominion. Do you know what that means? It means that as long as man, a man of God, is on the earth, his world must not look for God. That's what it means. That's delegation. Let him have dominion. That's our privilege, our greatest privilege. Not religion, but the ability to reveal God to the world. That's what Imago Dei is. That's what it means to be the image of God. Ah, that I'm an ambassador for Christ. That like Jesus, I can sit on a well. And even though the woman who approaches doesn't really descend, you say, ah, if you knew the gift of God. You see every association as the gift of God to people. God's opportunity to reach out to them. Now that's powerful and life-changing. Hallelujah. Are you learning anything? This is one of the biggest secrets of my life. Read it together, one to go. Buried with him in baptism. Wherein also risen with him through faith in the operation of God who had raised him from the dead. Read it again, one to go. Buried with him in baptism. Wherein ye are risen with him through faith in the operation of God. So what is baptism? Baptism is a supernatural operation by which we become beneficiaries of the work of Christ. That's what it is. A supernatural operation by which we become beneficiaries of the work of Christ. This is what I'm saying. Normally, it shouldn't do you any good that someone died and someone rose again. How is it that the death of someone else is your death? Your death to sin. And that the burial of someone destroyed your old man. And that the resurrection of someone is your resurrection to the newness of life. How is it? How does God join you to the redemptive work of Christ? By baptism. Did you hear what I said? So he says, buried with him. In the literal tomb of Jesus, only one person was put there. But in the eyes of the Spirit, there were billions of us. So Paul says, buried with him. History sees one man in the tomb. God sees billions of us in the tomb. buried with him, wherein also ye are risen with him. History records Jesus rose again. Revelation records we all were raised with him. And so Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, he says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has what? Quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And has raised us up together with him and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ. Listen, this changes everything. This changes everything. It means what Martin Luther taught, first and foremost, is correct. That's as close to God as you can get. You are seated with him. You don't need any intermediary. Let me tell you something. Every prophetic word should come as a confirmation of what God has told you. Because you are close to God like that. You don't need anybody. You don't need to depend on anybody to know God's plan for your life. That's what priesthood is. Do you know who a priest is? A priest represents God to the people and represents the people to God. Priesthood defines access. That's the height of access. That when God wants to reach my generation, I'm there. That because I am here, my generation never needs to doubt the power of God. He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come on you, and you shall be what? Are you getting it now? So the same way Jesus responded to Philip when he said, show us the Father. You can say, show us the Father. I've been with you. Or you don't realize that. That's the privilege of sonship, to reveal the Father to your world. That's why he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Become new. He says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself in Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has given us the word of reconciliation. He says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God doth beseech you by us. What a mindset. He said, we pray you in Christ's stead. Meaning, where Christ stood, we stand. We reveal the Father to our world. That's priesthood. Let me tell you this as I round off. If you don't practice this, you won't grow in it. You must practice it. It's a mentality. Imago Dei, I'm here. My generation will not look for God. Are you listening to me? That you may show forth the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. My generation will not look for God. It is my responsibility to demonstrate God. Show forth his praises. There must be some show off in your life. Some show off. There must be more to you than what you drive. What more to you than what you wear? Show some glory. That's your calling. Hallelujah. That means the supernatural is natural to you. Don't you understand? And now, you know what Paul told the church at Colossae? He said, whatever you do, in word or deed, do in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Have you ever meditated on that text before? You need to take time and think about it. Whatever I do. Listen, I've been baptized into Christ. Now I must learn to function in his name. Whatever I do, no aspect of my life must escape the supernatural. Because he said, whatever I do. Oh, Jesus. sometimes when I'm sharing the secret of my life and people are just looking, I'm wondering, oh God, do they get it? Like, you can't on one hand admire what God is doing through me, then I'm sharing secrets like this and you're just pale. Do you realize this is the secret of my life? This is the secret of Celebration Church. It's a God-sized vision. I must do everything in consistency with the capacity of the name of Jesus. Ah, God. The reason why you've been struggling, racking your head about capital, is because you are not doing it in the name. The reason why there's a call on your life, you are wondering how to go about it, you are using your head, not the name. You are using your mind, not the name. He said, whatever I do, are you catching anything at all? Say this with me. Say, whatever I do, from today, I do in the name of Jesus. Say it again. Say, whatever I do, from today, I do in the name of Jesus. He says, and do it in dependence upon his person. God, I must hide in that name. I must wear it like a garment. I must walk in it. I must do things in it. That's where the supernatural becomes natural. Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do in the name. I give you this charge in the name of Jesus. The visions God has given you, you can't do it in your strength. You cannot. You are the light of the world. Give your world something to wonder about. Give your world something. How? Let Nicodemus come and look for you in the night. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is what it means to be light. They must look for you. Gentiles must come to your light, to the brightness of your rising. They must have questions for you and say, I know that you are a man from God. No one can do these great miracles except God be with him. You come to a point where they might not even like you, but they can't deny your results. Whatever I do in word or in deed, I do how? Are you ready to function in the name? Listen, what can the name produce in your business? What can the name produce in your ministry? What can it produce? Do you know what the name can produce? Everything can become of value in the name. You can't be functioning in the name and lack capital. Don't you understand? In the name, you can call forth light out of darkness. Ah, Jesus. Did you hear what I said? Light out of darkness. Water from the rock. From the objects of impossibility, possibility can burst forth. Listen, waste water can become wine. In the name. The water they were using for cleansing, for washing, you know, he spoke to it, it became wine. How can such a person lack? How can such a... Do you know what your life would be if water can become wine? How can such a person lack? See, you have to understand the privilege of following God's plan for your life without considering lack. Do you know what that means? Where lack has been dealt with, so you just do what you want to do. You can interrupt a man's business, a fisherman's business, preach, and then when you're done, you say, put your net here. It's like you're not catching what I'm teaching you. You do your life as if the devil is dead. As if you spend paper as money. As long as it's the calling of God, there shouldn't be any lack. Hallelujah. Jesus was so put together. Nothing faced him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, his mother came to him. There's no wine in the wedding. Imagine. When you are so full of supply, they are bringing those kind of needs to you. And you're just like, oh, it's not my time, woman. Okay, pour water in the pot. Hallelujah. Listen, do you believe what I'm saying is the word of God? So in your own life, water can become wine. You believe that, right? You believe that's about to happen. You're going to do things in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to take a few minutes. I want to give you an experience that Abraham had, where God called him in the cool of the night and said, look at the stars. I want you to picture the visions of God, what he's going to do with you in the next 12 months, how far you're going to go. You know, the writer of Hebrews says, seeing then we have a great cloud of witnesses. Is it the woman of God here tonight has broken records, you know, proof that you don't have to be a secular musician to be a global star. Oh, the name can produce wonders in your life. The name will produce wonders in your life. You've been doing it small because you've been using your mind. It's time to do it in the name. It's time to do it in the name. God-sized visions. Did you hear what I said? How big? How big? How big? How big? Listen, listen. I want you to practice now. If you want to live this life, you have to change your confession. And you don't confess this in secret. You don't confess this only amongst church people. You must be ready in prison to sing and pray. And the Bible says, and the prisoners heard them. You do it to the hearing of people. You come down from a mountain like this. You go to the synagogue and you read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. And then you say confidently to the hearing of everybody. You say, today, this scripture is fulfilled before your eye. Feel free to update your status when you're done. And say, Imago Dei, world, I am coming. You've never seen this type before. You thought you know me, you knew me before. But wait. Wait, because he gives more grace. He gives more grace. It's time for God-sized visions. It's time for God-sized sponsorship. Hey, I'm coming, world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It doesn't take time, it takes the name. It doesn't take time, it takes the name. Jesus did it in 3 years. 3 years. 3 years. You can bring the world system to his knees in the name. The name will produce the intelligence. It will bring the direction. It will bring the sponsorship. Ah, do you understand what I'm saying? The name. I want to give you a few minutes. You're going to talk. You say, in the name of Jesus, I do big things. Things for the kingdom. I'm shaping cultures. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to use your own words. Just like Jesus did. And you say, from today. This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. Kasapaya. You better make it count. Make it count. This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. Pray in the spirit right now. Pray in the spirit right now. Pray in the spirit right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Paul says, I will pray in the Spirit and pray in my understanding also. So, I want you to watch for utterance God is going to give you. So, as you pray in the Spirit, when you feel words coming, speak them. So as you pray, Rando Rike, Vrun Satakai, you begin to feel words coming. I'm the light of the world. You shoot it like a bullet. I want to give you a few more minutes. So do that now. Doors are open to me. Doors are open to me. Doors are open to me. Thank you, Jesus. Doors are open to me. Doors are open to me. Doors are open to me. Kasom beledahai. Kasom belegahai. Kasom belegahai. Declare it with boldness. Declare it with boldness. Oh God. Rahata kapatalia doho. Efelando rigene mahapitegihai. Thank you, Lord. Kasombre tekiba ato sepenendo koya. Thank you, Lord. Kesombre takis. Take advantage of this opportunity. Use your words right now. And use them well. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed. Can you do all things? Is anything impossible to you? I want you to say it from your spirit. Say, nothing shall be impossible to me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I walk on water. In the name of Jesus, I move mountains. In the name of Jesus, I do the impossible. I see the invisible. I touch the intangible. Say, in the name of Jesus, I live. I move. I have my being. Say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say, I cannot be intimidated. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fret. Say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say, I do not lack resources. Say, I don't lack means. Say, I have all I need. Say, I have all that I need. Say, I have more than enough. Say, in the name of Jesus, I turn water to wine. In the name of Jesus, I turn water to wine. Say, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I create opportunities. Say, there is a way for me. I will never be stranded. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Let's practice. Say this to me. Say, I don't get stranded. I don't get stranded. I don't get stranded. I never get stranded. Even in the wilderness, ravens will bring food. I don't get stranded. Ravens will bring food. I don't get stranded. I usually don't get stranded. Yeah, I can't get stranded. Say, that's my life. Listen. If you watch this ministry well, you know that this is what we live. This is what we live. So it's not a joke. And you're going to see it. Say, I'm going to see it. Hallelujah. Are you tired of confessing? No. Say, great is the glory of God in my life. Say it again. Say, great is the glory of God in my life. Hallelujah. So right now, in the next few minutes, what we're going to do is we're going to activate the anointing through worship. That's what we're going to do. You know what? Sit down for a minute so that once we're done, we're out of here. So I want you to package your offerings quickly. Package your offerings. Package your offerings. Some of you are so smart. Without any announcement, some of you gave sacrificially yesterday. You caught it. You caught it. Some of you understand Kairos. There are opportunities to give you shouldn't miss. Did you hear what I said? There are opportunities to give you shouldn't miss. It is not every time in the year you can plant some seeds. It's not every time. When the water is dead, dive. Don't let them tell you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Entombalekum sapalia. You look like you're ready. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So the account is on the screen. Listen, tomorrow, when hands are laid on you, let me tell you something. God gave me a grace to replicate my grace. Do you get it? He gave me a grace to replicate my grace. So I want you to come ready. Is that you, John, or what's your name? The guy in the hat. What's your name? Huh? Ifeanyi, you're my son now from Abuja. You came in, you flew into the country. Or how long have you been around? You came for a reboot camp. The Lord bless you. You know, some people are so smart. I've had people coming in from Canada, coming in from different parts of the world. There are some meetings. Thank God for online. You got to be there. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Well, have you given your gifts? Have you given your gifts? Father, we thank you for the privilege to give. We do this cheerfully and generously, knowing that we are replenished to abound even more therein. And we give this prophetically, knowing that for the assignment you've given to us, lack is not a factor. And our cup runs over. We are overflowing with resources so that we can be a blessing to people and we can sponsor the kingdom in a God-sized way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, say loud amen. So now, as we get ready to give our offerings, I want you to stand up and receive with me the legend, this great woman of God, the writer of Waymaker and many other songs. You see, some of you newbies, you don't really understand it. We have been following Sinach since King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Everlasting King, Savior. If you came during Waymaker, you are late. Do you know? You are awesome in this place. You be like, say, you understand? I mean, oh God. Are you ready? So the best way you know how to, the celebration church way. Welcome with me, Sinach. Keep shouting. If she has been a blessing to you, keep shouting. Keep shouting if you're ready.
I love this place. Thank you so much, Pastor Aaron, and your beautiful wife. Since I met them just a few months ago, they've been amazing, and I've been following and seeing all the wonderful things that God is doing, and it's so beautiful. So I can call this place home. You know, I was talking with a man of God yesterday, and he said to me, what could be better than the Christian life? And I said to him, sometimes people ask me, have you ever felt like giving up the Christian life? And I always ask them, why? Why? Because nothing is better than this. How many of you know that? Nothing is better than the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands. Higher than other names. Ala da 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 bagusi. King of all kings. No other name like him. The name of Jesus is higher than other names. Alpha and Omega. Lift up your hands. Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. No other name like him. Somebody lift up your hands and wave it and say, Jesus. Come on, whisper Jesus. Come on, whisper Jesus. That beautiful name, the name above all names. Hallelujah. Oh, hey. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now lift up your hands like that. Let's go. Yeah, your name is strong and mighty.
Your name is glorious and grace. In him we are saved. Come on. The name of Jesus. There's a shifting going on. There's a shifting going on. Your name like sweet perfume born upon my life. Yeah. Yeah. In your name we overcome. In your name there's victory. Your name is powerful. The name of Jesus. Come on. Hey, in your name, every knee shall bow. In your name, hey, your name is powerful. Call his name. Call his name. Call his name. I worship you.
It's working.
to your neighbor, say it's working for my good. That mountain is working for my good. That vision is working for my good. That challenge is working for my good. Lift up your hands, say it's working. The word of God is working. The word of God is working. The word of God in my lips is working. Say it's working. Just lift up your voice and sing in the spirit for a while. Can we prophesy some more? You know, my life is as a result of prophecy. I will look at something and I will say, I'm going to be here in the next 5 years. What do you see tonight? Pastor Aaron, what are you seeing? Lift up your hands. It's a new level. Let's prophesy to the next 10 years. Young people, are you ready? Come on, let's go.
There's an outpouring.
Abundance,
new doors,
have been opened,
the land,
it is green,
the land,
so green,
it is green,
a new grace,
has been released,
the glory
of the latter is green. And the former, the blessing is he.
He's in the house, he's in the house.
Oh, he
said the glory of the ladder.
The glory of the ladder.
It's greater than the former.
Greater than the former, the blessing is he.
It's all here.
Oh, he.
Yeah.
There's an overflow.
Abundance of favor.
Abundance of favor.
He's a new.
I'm taking over.
Vision. Speak concerning your business. rise up like a mighty army. Oh, shana na 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 na. Things are turning around. Oh, destinies are changing. Speak, speak. The power is in your tongue. You have the name of Jesus. Close your eyes and see. He has given you the land and territory. The nations have been given to you. You're the head and not the tail. You're ahead and not behind. You're a house that is set on a hilltop. Your life cannot be hidden. Hey! You are beautiful, 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 beautiful. La 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 la. Young people, realize that anything is possible to you. The word of God that you hear in this place, don't take it for granted. Because it is by the word that we were made, not by our environment, but the word in our heart. The kingdom of God is in our heart. And you can become, and you can make anything come.
Are you just quiet? Someone shout! Thank you, Lord. Do you love Sinach? Do you love Sinach? Can you all just say we love you? All right. There are two things we're meant to do today, but because of time, we're going to do just one. And we've never done this before, but the Lord said to do it. So, quickly. So, woman of God, we just want to appreciate you in our little way. And we want to give you an award. You are a shining light amongst us. And you inspire the coming generation so much to let them see what the power of God can do and how far the name of Jesus can take a person. And that's why, for the first time in Celebration Church, we want to give you this award. Please give her a round of applause as we bring her up one more time. Scream like you love her. Come on, I'm sure you can do better than that. Can my wife join me up? Okay, all right. We call it Kingdom Impact Award. We know that God has even better in store when you finally see Jesus, because he gave you songs and you've gifted them to us. From my heart and from our hearts, we want to say we love you. We value you. You mean so much to us. And to think that greater days are yet ahead. We're saying your best songs are still coming. And we just want to say we'll be cheering you on, praying for you all the way, and loving you all the way. We love you so much. So on the behalf of this great church, thank you.
Praise God. Kingdom impact, a word. In recognition of your dedicated and excellent work in the music ministry to make God's name famous. I love that. I love that, you know. When your dream is to make the name of the Lord famous, that's what he does with yours too. Because we are in him. I want to thank you. One of the things that I always said to myself growing up, I said, I do not want the thanks of men as much as I want the thank you of God. Because when he says thank you, that's what matters. But when people say thank you, it means that the Lord is also saying thank you, because they are thanking him for you, and that I'm grateful. Every day I wake up and I say, thank you, Jesus, because it's not everyone that he will choose to be who I am today. But I'm grateful because he chose me. And with all humility and with all gratefulness, I walk in it every day. And I say, thank you, Lord, and thank you for even more opportunities to make an impact for the kingdom. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you, Pastor Aaron. I love you, woman of God. Thank you.
You know, while she was coming down, she whispered to me and said, I'm coming back. You know. And then when she comes back, we have a huge surprise for you. You won't? Huge surprise. All right. So I just want the protocol team to help me escort this legend out. We're going to wrap up now. But if I have not prayed for you yet, and you are inexcusably absent tomorrow, I want to pray for you now. Emphasis on inexcusably. Did you hear what I said? So if you fall into that category, wave at me. You are inexcusably, there's a lot of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we'll just do that quickly, and then we're going to be out of here. You are inexcusably absent. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, the power of God is going to come on you strong. You're going to take something with you, and you will never be the same again. Did you hear what I said? You're going to take something huge with you, and you will never be the same again. So everyone in that category, come forward. Come forward. Come forward. I want to advise you, if you can come tomorrow, come. Did you hear what I said? If you can come tomorrow, come. Come forward only if you are certain. Young man, come here. Who are you? What's your name? The power of God is going to come on you strong. And the Lord says he will use you mightily for his name. Did you hear what I said? He will use you mightily. Let the power come on you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You feel it on your fingers right now. In seven counts. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Yes. The power of God is about to hit you strong. Let me tell you this so you understand. In case you've not heard me say this before, one day, as I was studying on my desk, all of a sudden I saw two pillars of fire. And I was looking to see, what is that? And then they turned to angels. And I'm still wondering, what is that? And then they turned back to a pillar of fire again. And then they turned back to angels. It was later it clicked. It says it mixes angels, spirits, and his ministers, flames. Which one of you has a pain in the ankle? Raise your hand. That's you. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand to those ankles now. Let the power of God flow through them. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that infirmity now. In seven count, receive your healing. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. I know it burns. It's the fire of Jesus. It's the fire of Jesus. I'm seeing someone with an issue with the ear. Who is that person? See, when I give a word of knowledge, I don't know why the Lord is making me point people out. That's you, right? And you too. You're right here. All right. Every one of you, place your finger in that ear. Place your finger in that ear. If you are seated, and that is you also, stand up. Stand up. This won't take time at all. Now, in the name above every name, I speak to that ear by the same voice, by the force of the words that brought the earth to be. And I say, ear, open. Help him. Open. I rebuke that affliction. Hey, one of you can hear now. Check. 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 See, miracles are happening now. In the name above every name. Oh my God, there is such an anointing. Such an anointing. Such an anointing. Such an anointing. And I'm giving 7 more seconds. 7, 6. Oh God. 5, 4, 3, 2. Now out. 1, be healed in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing someone with a heart condition. Who is that person? You know, where's the person? In the name of Jesus, please, those of you in front of her, just give some space. Hope there is nothing behind her. All right, put your hand on your chest. You spirit tormenting this lady's heart, I rebuke you now in 7 counts. 7, 6, 5, 4. Oh, that's the healing power of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. That burning sensation has brought the healing power of God to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are healed now and it will never come back. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A testimony. Come, talk to me. Completely. It's the power of Jesus. Hey, help him. It's the power of Jesus, brother. Completely. Okay. So now, because of time, I'm going to wave my hands at you. And the power is going to come on you. See, Defio, I didn't even know you were going to be here today. Listen to me. But grace is about to make a difference in your life. And if it is true that God can make men great, you've worked hard for so long. It's time for grace to carry you. It's time for grace to carry you. And I stretch my hands towards you in the presence of all these witnesses. And I prophesy that this word is honored in your life right now. Honored in your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, those of you in front, are you ready to receive? Because I see angels. The angels are ready. Now, if it is true that God has made me a symbol of possibility, so that all who look at me and say, God, if you are doing it in him, you can do it in me. Let everyone who believes, let every one of you who believes, let your destinies and your supernatural faculty, helper, come alive now. I stretch my hands to you from the right to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Touch, 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 touch. It rises from your legs now. It rises from your legs. It's sponsorship. Right now, I'm giving you 20 seconds for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Listen, the works of your hands are blessed. Live here with the consciousness of the blessing. Live here with something tangible to show. You in the green, please come, 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 come. Just watch. Don't step on anybody. Oh, Zamandele Pokoye. If it is true that the anointing can make a man great, let God prove it in your life. In seven counts. 7, 6, 5, touch. And then no kapa. Is there a Naomi here? If you are Naomi, wherever you are, run forward. Run forward. Hallelujah. Do you believe you received something? Give Jesus praise. Man of God, come. You in the brown, come. 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 As I stretch my hand towards you now, the power of God takes your assignments to a new dimension. And I'm seeing grace for a new level of prosperity. And I see every plan of the devil against your family shattered. Let oil drop on your head now. In six counts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Where is Naomi? Okay, were you in front before? What about you? All right, come. Which one of you has a close relative that needs an urgent miracle? You. All right, I'm still going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. All right, those of you in front, if you believe you received something, do something prophetic. Give Jesus a shout of praise. It's done! It's done! It's done! It's done! In the name of Jesus, be blessed. The hand of God is upon you strong, and you will never be the same again. Listen, I'm seeing... Oh, God. Oh, God. You love the Lord fervently, but the devil has been trying to put obstacles on your way to make you second guess yourself. And the Lord is asking me to confirm that everything he has said concerning you will be fulfilled. And he's taking off the obstacles. I don't have to go into details. Am I making sense? He's taking off the obstacles. So he made me say this so that you will be assured of his love. He's not watching to see you jump and see if you will make it or not. He's walking through you and walking with you. Hallelujah. And you're not going to stumble. In the mighty name of Jesus. and the word of the Lord is honored in your life. In the name of Jesus, in four counts, four, three, touch in the name of Jesus. Listen, if I did not guess, I don't even think your name is such a popular name anyway. If I did not guess and the Lord told me about this, you will come back with a testimony. Are you a member of this church? When did you join this church? All right. It's you. It's you. The Lord said, Mom, specifically. Thank you, Jesus. As I stretch my hand now, the power of God will hit mommy at home. And so the Lord, and the Lord is using you as a point of contact from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. As I stretch my hand, every attack against your mom leaves now in the name of Jesus. Thou devil tormenting Naomi's mom, I rebuke you now. I expel you in the name of Jesus. And I bring an end to the strings of attack in your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bring an end. I bring an end. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Well, have you been blessed? Give Jesus praise now. Give Jesus praise right now. All right, I want you to go to your seat like you received something. Can you do that? Hallelujah. Jodeep, I want to pray for you specifically. Please come here, man of God. Because I believe that the Lord really spoke to you about Ipaja Connect. MOG, concerning your ministry, your music ministry, your teaching ministry, He gives more grace. And so more grace is coming on you. So you feel it from the crown of your head to the tip of your toes right now. He gives more grace. He gives more grace. It will show. From today, it will show. In fact, from tomorrow, it will show. Everything will change. Listen, grace has changed everything. I said, grace has changed everything. The resources, listen, money will not be a hindrance next year. Get ready for a new move of healing. For the Lord says, as you play your guitar, I'm prophesying as I hear, as you play your guitar, demons will be expelled. Let me give you a sign so that you will know. Especially, particularly a kind of sickness, especially mental related issues. As you strike your strings, minds will be restored. So says the Spirit of the Lord. And the Lord is asking me to tell you that He's touching your mom. He's touching your mom. Your mom, Jesus, oh God. Isn't it wonderful that there is no distance in the spirit? So I prophesy over your mom right now, wherever she may be, let the power of God hit her. And every plan of the enemy to bring a concern to our health, I cancel it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you also, you will live long. Every plan of Satan to cut your ears short, I end it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So it is. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Now, are you all ready for tomorrow? Stand up and prophesy. What are you going to receive? How is your life going to change? Hey, Ayo, is your life going to change? Let it start now. Touch! Kata, help him. Oh boy, it's the power of God. Hey, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Prophesy right now. Don't take it lightly. The Bible says, as Jesus was about to be baptized, he was praying. He was praying. When you are ready for something, pray, 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 pray.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.